Bonjour and welcome back to another week of La Bonne Heure. You are currently tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Vali, like a valley but spelt differently, and I am going to be with you for the next hour, during which we are going to have a lovely chat with Montreal-based artist Uzuazo, as well as listen to some amazing new Canadian music. And with that, here is Sophia Bell with Only in My Dreams. A couple of days ago, I had a lovely chat with Montreal-based artist Uzuazo about his music, his production, and also his latest EP, Flood Season. So don't go anywhere, because right after this next song, we will be getting to that lovely interview and chat. But I will just give a heads up for those of you who are tuning in. The next couple of songs are explicit and do have a couple of bad words in them, so just keeping that in mind as we go along. But with that, here is Mira.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Know yourself.
You could kick me to the pits. Yeah. I'ma live and never die. You forgot about my name. Here to stay, I never lie. Let the hype get to your brain. You can keep the other side. Don't be coming back around. I would never let it slide. Bitch, I came up by myself. I'ma always be that guy. Y'all be moving hella slick. I just seen a snake go by. I don't wanna hear it. It's gonna be a hot July. I could keep this to myself. Rather let them bullets fly. I put nothing. swerve into your lane. I could treat you all the same, but no, we not the same. Wrap it up, I got a flow, man, I might be an echo. The head over heels, couldn't tell you I was acting up. Back to my senses and time, so you acting up. Back in the tracks, you can tell that I've had enough. Missing my words, but it's time to cut through the fluff. I'ma tell like I counted to nine enough. Call you a heavyweight, but you done dine enough. Dine enough, dine enough. I set a table, I'm kind enough. Don't speak the truth on my mind enough. You be my guest, you can come out, love gun through the skin, but the mind is tough. World in my hands with a Midas touch. I can't be handled, I'm way too much. Much for myself, so for you it's such. Pay for the peace, you be going Dutch. Please, took a long time just to get to where I be's. You should know yourself, especially when you get D's. Spoke a lot of words, but they don't mean much to me. You gon' talk the talk, but your actions done agree. Took a long time just to get to where I'm at. You should know yourself, especially when we check the facts. Spoke a lot of words, but they don't mean much to me. You gon' talk the talk, but your actions done agree. I just switch my mode to stage, y'all. Who can make collect and never rage, y'all? This that state of mind, you never phase, y'all. Can't put that shit on nobody who raised, y'all.
So much for coming in and chatting with me today. I'm here with Uzuazo and we're going to be talking a little bit about your music. I have a couple more fun questions that I thought we could go through just to get warmed up and get to know each other a little bit better. So the first question is, I know that you're, you know, a hip hop artist and producer, but if you were suddenly only able to make music in a completely other genre, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's a good one. I think for sure R&B, because like I've always liked R&B. Like that was some of the first music I ever listened to, and even now, like I'm more trying to like experiment and like go in that direction, or add R&B aspects to my songs, because like hip hop and R&B kind of go hand in hand. So definitely R&B.
Do you have a genre that you would never go anywhere near?
Nothing off top. Yeah.
Okay. Say in 2021, you were only able to eat one dish, one food dish for the entire year. Do you have like a favorite dish and which one would you choose?
I'm Nigerian, so I really enjoy Nigerian food. So there's this Nigerian dish. It's like a rice with like infused with like tomato paste and like spices and stuff. It's called jollof rice. So definitely I'll go with that.
And looking back at 2020, with the New Year's in a few days, do you have any like a favorite memory or a favorite day or something nice about 2020 that you can reflect back on?
Yes, a few things. Like this year, despite all the terrible stuff that just kept happening all year, like I did have a few bright moments, like releasing the project Flood Season. Of course, my birthday was cool. Like, so I had a few really dope moments this year.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So we'll get to Flood Season a little bit later on. But before we talk about your latest EP, I thought we could talk about your introduction to music and how you started your music career. So I was wondering how old you were when you first realized that music was a passion and an interest of yours, and how you got into that passion.
I started making music probably when I was around 12, because I got this program called Fruity Loops, and that's when I really started like messing around with beats. And then I kind of left it alone until like I was 14, 15. And around that time, I really started actually writing down raps on my phone and like just rapping with friends at school and stuff. And like 14, 15 was when I really decided, okay, I really enjoy this and I really want to take it further. And at the time I was in Yaounde, Cameroon. I was going to school over there. So around that time, like I had moved over there from France, because I used to live in France. I used to live in Paris. And I remember when I was in Paris, I used to listen to like completely different music. I wasn't so much listening to rap too much. I was listening to like a lot of rock and yeah, just stuff like that. And then I moved over to Cameroon. And then I started getting more into hip hop and like the stuff that was playing on TV. And then eventually just being inspired by like all the artists I listened to, I just decided to start writing. And around 14, 15 is when I really started taking production and writing seriously.
I actually had a question going back to your time in Cameroon. I read that, you know, you had to kind of secretly record your music while at boarding school. Did you
have for sure.
special skills from having to keep your music kind of under wraps?
Yeah, so like the whole like secretly record thing came from the fact that we lived in a boarding house, right? So it's people everywhere. And like I had a roommate, obviously, so there isn't really like a quiet space or like a space alone for you to do stuff. So my whole idea was like when everyone went to sleep, I would come downstairs and record because there would be no one around, you know, I could. And like at the time, I only had a computer and I was recording on my earbuds. So it's like the sound quality wasn't that great at all, like recording straight into GarageBand. So like having people around would just make it, you know, sound horrible. So around that time is when I really started learning how to like record and like how to use programs and how to use my voice and, you know, like the technical aspect of it all. And I remember like I used to always look at, because at the time, this was like before streaming and all that. So you would download songs online and you would be able to look at the files, right? So you can look at the file size and like, is it an MP3, MP4? And like, I would notice like different songs had different file sizes. So I used to wonder why like that was, you know, and like the MP3 would be like 320 like kilobytes per second versus like 256. So like I was learning all these really technical things about like what an MP3 is, what a WAV file is, and like what uncompressed versus compressed audio was and stuff like that. So that's really when I started getting into the whole recording process.
Great. So that's really when you started developing not only your kind of artist and performer side, but also your production side as well.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you are a Nigerian artist. You're currently based in Montreal. You've lived in Cameroon and in France. How do you think that movement in your life and those different cultures and those different locations have influenced your music?
You know what, like I'm not really conscious of like the like how like each place influenced it, because I was always listening to, maybe I'll say like moving to Cameroon probably exposed me more to like hip hop and stuff, and I really started paying attention to it more. But like ever since that point, regardless of where I was, I kind of just had my own taste and like the things I was interested in. And like that was around the time where like blogs were big, so I would always be on the blogs, always looking at the blogs and discovering new music. So from Cameroon on, I was definitely just like going to find the type of songs I listened to and stuff. But from a cultural perspective, like in Cameroon, let's say we had a school dance, like the type of music we listened to was Cameroonian music to dance to, and then also hip hop. So like that was a big thing, like party music, Cameroonian music, but I never necessarily made Cameroonian music or like that type of music, but it was just around and it definitely influenced me as well.
So you're more influenced by artists themselves and by the music that you listened to. Do you have any specific artists or musicians that have really influenced you?
Yeah, for sure. Like even going back to like my time in Cameroon, which is where I'd say I was really getting into specific artists. Like I used to always do this thing. Whenever I found an artist that I really liked, I would basically download like all the music they've ever made, like all the way straight from album one to like the newest album, and I'll listen to everything. So like around that time, I did that for like a lot of artists like Tyler, the Creator and Odd Future. That was a big influence of mine because they were really doing whatever they wanted. And they were really like, there was no label, no, you know, it wasn't like the same music that everyone made. They were really doing like whatever they wanted. So that really influenced me to like think outside the box as an artist. And like Jay-Z was big for me, Pharrell. It's like so many artists, Lil Wayne for sure. I'd even say like I started rapping because of Lil Wayne, because I was just so into like the way he structured punchlines, and like Lil Wayne was like the biggest artist for all of us back then. So him for sure. And yeah, like I was into like everyone. I was consuming music at like a crazy pace. I had like a big appetite, you know. So it's too many people to name.
So when you first released King of Distractions, you had said that it was probably the most, you know, personal music that you had ever released. Is that still the case?
Maybe. I think so. I think like with Flood Season, I'll say definitely, yeah. But with Flood Season, there's like certain moments where like I touch on personal things like One Piece and just like I just sprinkle things in different songs. But I feel like that album kind of opened the gate for me to do more stuff like that. So I was kind of like hesitant to like really put certain aspects of my life in music and certain like situations. But then after that album and like during the process of that album, it kind of like opened me up to like doing that more. So I think at the time it was, but I think now I'm kind of doing that more. Yeah.
For those of you who are just tuning in, I am currently talking to Uzuazo about his music and just about to talk to him about his latest EP, which is Flood Season. Before we get right into that, here is a song from that EP, my personal favorite, called All the Way.
Look, stuck to my word and no cap in it. Flooded the streets like some activist. Used to record with some mirror buzz. Back when this game was just what it was. Back when we'll pop a man just because. Show you some love and no hesitation. Back when we'll clown you if you were faking. Keep to myself when these niggas hating. Run up a check while you keep me waiting. You move on you, I move on my time. You on that spot time. You on that kick up your feet, you been walking your talk time. You on that ball time. Deliver the goods to my hood time. Like this ain't a good time. This more like Suge time. Like the baby though. She call me that, I hit her crazy though. Still be smashing when I'm 80, bro. This is exactly what they play me for. See you looking good the day before. When I pull up, treat you like a lady though. You're my ladybug, I want all the hugs. And if they test you, I want all the smoke. And if you're freaky, tell me where to poke. Where to poke. Tell me where you wanna go. Never been to Monaco. Heard that's where those races go. I just got my license, trying to scoop you in my vehicle. She asked why I'm like this, that's some shit that you might never know. I just got my license, trying to scoop you when the night hits. You a beauty when the light hits. Bet you're old dude in a crisis. Going all the way, wait. Tell me where you wanna go. All the way, wait. Tell me where you wanna go. Yeah, yeah. Said she going where I'm going. We be out until this morning. I can't sleep, no snoring. This ain't live, this shit boring. Hit the others while we touring. Ain't really drunk or wasted, but that drink was pouring. She the opposite of basic. Bust it, let me taste it. Kiss and face it, this that LASIK. Seeing things I can't imagine. Look, I'm supposed to be bragging. Girl, you got that dungeon dragon. This that fire passion. Bodies crashing, sweet romance and torso dancing. Usually don't do this, that body goes so stupid. I'm not involved with Cupid. I've never been one starstruck or barstruck. Put it on me, my hands stuck. Take it off of my hands up, make me stand up. Tell me where you wanna go. Never been to Monaco. Heard that's where those races go. I just got my license, trying to scoop you in my vehicle. She asked why I'm like this, that's some shit that you might never know. I just got my license, trying to scoop you when the night hits. You a beauty when the light hits. But you're old dude in a crisis. Going all the way, wait. Tell me where you wanna go. All the way, wait. Tell me where you wanna go.
So So talking a little bit more about Flood Season, that's been out for a little while now, but came out pretty recently. Is there a general theme on the EP, or does each song kind of focus on its own topic?
So like sonically and like musically, like each song kind of sounds different, because like at the time when I was making it, I really made it like towards like the end of last year. No, this year. Yeah. Towards like from like the end of summer to like when it came out, right? Because at the time I was releasing each song every other week. So like the idea of the project, it really stemmed from me just trying to be like creative and try different things. So like I mentioned earlier about the R&B thing. So because of COVID, I haven't been like during the lockdown and everything, I wasn't able to like go to the studio where I usually record. And like, there's like a room in Montreal where it's like, it's soundproof and everything. And I would usually just bring my equipment over there and then record. But like it closed down because of COVID. So for like most of the year, I wasn't really recording any new music, you know, and I wasn't really inspired to. But then towards the end of summer, I decided to order like all the equipment I need for like home recording and record, and I got like a few more things, and then I just started recording more at home, like for the first time in a really long time, and it gave me back this energy, and like it allowed me to just experiment with more things. So like in songs like Goofy Smiles or All the Way, like I was doing more singing and stuff like that. So usually I would have to like book time at the studio and then go after work or like on the weekend. And it's like, you don't have enough time to like experiment with your voice and all that stuff. But like having everything at home, it gave me the opportunity to like, okay, I can experiment more. I can do a bunch of different songs. So every song, I was just trying to do something different and trying to explore like a different sound or like my voice in different ways. So each song sounds different, but the theme of it throughout is just the whole idea is just the flood. So going back to the thing about like dropping a song every week, that's where it really came from. Like, I'm just going to flood everywhere and just flood everywhere with music and just lots of new music. So that was the original idea.
Wonderful. I wanted to just go back to you talking a little bit about, you know, that recording process. Do you think that having now your own equipment at home and having realized, you know, maybe the pros and potentially cons of recording at home with your future music, do you think that you will continue to record at home? Do you think that you'll balance it between home and the studio? Or do you think that you'll try and go back to recording in a studio?
Yeah, I think for now I'm just going to keep it at home, because there's just so many benefits to it, you know. Like my sound quality is still the same because I have a really dope mic. So it was just a matter of getting like the little reflection pad for like the microphone and like a new pop filter and stuff like that. But like my sound quality is still really good, and unless I'm doing something that like requires like a lot of instruments or like, you know, like a big space, I'm just going to keep it at home, because as far as vocals are concerned, I can just do everything here. It's like the exact same thing.
I think it also gives you a lot of independence, like you said, with that experimenting and with, as you mentioned, singing as well.
Yeah, it saves you money too, because, you know, you got to pay for studios, you know, so it's limited time. You have to get the song down in like 1 hour, 2 hours, depending on how much you book. So it saves you money and you have as much time as you want.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Could you tell me a little bit more about the writing process of Flood Season? So you mentioned that, you know, towards the beginning of the year and beginning of, I guess, the pandemic, you weren't feeling as inspired. What kind of inspired you to work more on this album and to record it and then release it as well?
Mm-hmm. I think in terms of inspiration, I was just in a better space, like with everything in my life personally. So like, I think that influenced me to write music, because I always write music like when I feel good. So like if I'm feeling good, like if like my mind is right, my mindset is right, because being an independent artist, there are a lot of challenges that you face all the time, and it can be tough staying motivated, you know. So if you're not really in that mental space where you're happy and you're motivated, it's going to be tough to write music. So when I was able to get into that space after like a while, like it really inspired me to just start putting things down on paper and just making new songs. Like throughout the whole time I was making beats, because I always make beats, but to actually write songs, I didn't do that for a while. So just getting like in the right headspace, that was like the first thing that inspired me to get back into it.
Mm-hmm. So talking a little bit about more, I guess pre-COVID, but also hopefully in the future as well, in terms of shows and in terms of performances. So you've performed about around Montreal a little bit. I was wondering if you have like a favorite memory, or maybe, you know, some drama that ever happened.
I would say like favorite memory, like there's this show that we do in McGill, because I went to McGill. I graduated from McGill May 2019, but like at the start of the school year, every year we have this concert called OAP, and it's like, it's an open air pub, and it's like, it's really good vibes. It's like everyone gathers around in the middle of campus and there's beer and people are chilling outside and stuff. And like, just like a show. So like a lot of artists from the school perform and stuff. So I think last year I finally got the chance to do like a closing set for a day. So it was really dope, and like all my people came out and it was like a really good time. So that's probably my favorite moment performing.
Wonderful. And you've done some collaborations with other artists in the past. Can you tell me about that collaboration process? Do you find it hard collaborating with other artists, or do you find that there's kind of equal input into the music?
Okay, I really enjoy collaborations, actually, and I've had a few. And my process for that is usually I'll have a song, I'll like do the song, probably write my verse, and then I'll leave an open verse, and then I'll think about like, oh, like who would be a good fit on this, and then I'll just send it through, and if they like it, then they'll do something to it. So Flood Season, I had this really dope artist, his name's Emilion, he's also in Montreal, and like I just did the song and I sent it to him, regular process, and he just hit me back with the verse like a week later. So stuff like that I really enjoy, because like it just gives a different energy to the song or like whatever you're talking about, and like it's like a different perspective and it just makes the song better. So I love collaborations like that.
Wonderful. And so you mentioned a little bit about the Montreal music scene, and even more like the McGill music scene. Do you find that the music scene in Montreal is something that you want to get more into? Do you see yourself continuing your music career solely in Montreal, or would you think that there's another place maybe more suited, anything like that?
Yeah, like I think I like to branch out. Like Montreal is cool, but as an Anglophone artist, because you know there's the whole French thing. As an Anglophone artist, like things are kind of they're a bit harder, I would say, mainly because like there's a lot of emphasis on Francophone music and stuff, which is great for Montreal, but like I'm an English artist and I'm a rapper, you know. So I think I'll love to branch out. Like It's definitely a dope place, and there's a lot of dope artists here and a lot of talented people. But as a whole, it's like very, everyone is kind of to themselves, I feel, at least, you know. So I'm like really about like, I like building with people, you know. So definitely I like reaching out to people to like collaborate and stuff like that. So I'd like to do more of that. So whether it's here or somewhere else, like I'm always down for that, you know? So, but in terms of like continuing my career, like we'll see for now, but for now I'm here and hopefully we'll see how it goes.
And so my last question is kind of, you know, you're there for now, but what's next? What's next in terms of music, in terms of, you know, any music videos or maybe online concerts that people can look forward to? Do you have anything planned for the coming months?
Yeah, for sure. So in the coming months, I shot a video for the first song of Flood Season this year. So that should be coming soon. We've wrapped up the shooting, so we're editing that. And then also along with that, we're going to release some apparel with that too. So I've really been excited about that. I've actually been personally designing it and everything. So it looks really dope and I'm looking forward to sharing it. And then I'm just going to be promoting the project throughout most of next year while working on new music. So I've already started working on the next thing. So I'm really excited to share that eventually. But for now, I'm just going to focus on promoting this new project and trying to get it to as many people as possible.
So a lot of things in the works. Very exciting. Good luck. And
thank you
so much for coming in to chat with me today.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
How it feel when I'm walking out the booth, I'm the truth and I knew that since my youth. Place your bets, yeah. This year how it feel when I'm walking out the bank, check my rank, got some paper and I barely started yet, yeah. This year how it feel when you got something to lose, I'ma always pay my dues, niggas better pay they debts, yeah. This year how it feel when you taking your respect, this year how it feel when you taking your respect. This is my board on a jet, niggas can cut me a check, I'm fresh out of debt. This is that real, this is that live and fulfill, I gotta show you the deal. This is that don't come around talking that fake, half of you niggas is cake. Cut through your chest and the sugar and icing, y'all gonna make me go triple my price and cool it, I'm watching. I figured I'd lay low until all my business in order. I ain't a reporter, and this isn't the news, but I got a recorder, and I got my own station. I'm streaming and damning like every location, spent so much time on just learning the blueprint. Every day could just feel like vacation. This year how it feel when I'm walking out the booth, I'm the truth and I knew that since my youth. Place your bets, yeah. This year how it feel when I'm walking out the bank, check my rank, got some paper and I barely started yet, yeah. This year how it feel when you got something to lose, I'ma always pay my dues, niggas better pay they debts, yeah. This year how it feel when you taking your respect, this year how it feel when you taking your respect. This is my stay to my lane, niggas be swerving insane, we ain't the same, watch how you speak of my name, don't be comparing, this ain't a comparison, should be embarrassing. You try to throw me the shade, like I pack my shit up and bring down a terrace. You try to rain my parade, like I turn it up and just bring down the ferrison. I could give a damn about what you're saying, I'll be working on that footwork, trying to be the first draft pick who can make it out the fucking woodworks. I ain't trying to hear what should work, when you see me tell me good work. These bloggers probably hope I move work, they ain't know how much they love a stereotype. I'm a fly nigga, I'm your shorty type, but I'm only doing what my shorty like. If I say the word, your girl bust it down, come ride a nigga like a motorbike. She like a nigga who gon' beat it up, nibble on her ear, cut out iron mic. Yo, I'm way too nice, overlook me, you gon' pay the price. I turned every lesson into great advice, if it's superficial I can sacrifice. I just do my best and hope it all suffice. This is that, this is the hop in the booth and forget how to act, yeah. This is that, I tell you the truth, I'm a 10, that's a fag. This year how it feel when I'm walking out the booth, I'm the truth and I knew that since my youth. Place your bets, yeah. This year how it feel when I'm walking out the bank, check my rank, got some paper and I barely started yet, yeah. This year how it feel when you got something to lose, I'ma always pay my dues, niggas better pay they debts, yeah. This year how it feel when you taking your respect, this year how it feel when you taking your respect.
Very excited for that merch drop and that music video drop as well, and I'm definitely going to keep listening to Flood Season. I recently discovered a Spotify playlist that has a ton of Canadian indie music, which is great. So I have a bunch of that for you guys today. And if you yourself are a Canadian artist or
an anywhere around the world artist who wants to get your songs on the show, please do send those my way. I do love hearing from people, and I do love listening to your music and playing that as well. So, two songs coming up for you now. We have Tokyo Police Club with $100 Day, followed by Meg Warren with Bomb.
Thank you.
La prochaine chanson que vous allez écouter est Cheese, une chanson franglais de Clay and Friends, Kerouac et Kodak Ludo. Et la voici.
Ooh la la la, it's the way that we run. La musique popula. Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't see what it is. Des pellicules dans mes cheveux, de la pellicule dans ma Leica. Toc toc et je décave. Tous les jours c'est day off, tous les jours c'est switch sur le lay-up. You can call me on my payphone, like to the moon, I'm take you to the dark side. Fly fly dans ma fusée, yeah. Uno, dos, yeah we going up. Baby that was never done. Fille de personne comme Darlene. Bébé, elle passe par la paire de câbles.
Bébé, elle en a son voyage. Elle le perd, se fait comme Ariane. Elle veut retourner à Montréal. Peu de temps, besoin des M. Reste là.
Uno, dos, yeah, we go.
Le petit Québec. Two paper moons on a ceiling. One we know and one. We drank
L'année 2020 est presque finie et avant d'arriver à l'année 2021, je pensais que je pourrais vous jouer deux chansons qui pour moi marquent vraiment le début et la fin de cette année. Donc j'ai une chanson que j'ai écoutée pendant les mois de février à mai et j'ai une autre chanson que j'ai écoutée vraiment le dernier mois. J'ai écouté tellement cette chanson, je l'ai découverte et... Voilà, je suis accrochée à la chanson, mais vous allez écouter ça bientôt. C'est vraiment ni l'un ni l'autre est la chanson de 2020 pour moi, mais je vais jouer l'autre chanson dans une des semaines qui viennent. Pour vous faire un petit spoiler, je veux ramener un des anciens sections de l'émission aux futurs épisodes, donc stay tuned for that. Mais... ces deux chansons, vraiment, je pense que pour le reste de ma vie, quand j'entends ces chansons, c'est vraiment des chansons qui vont me faire penser à l'année 2020. Donc, les voici. La première est une chanson de Sufjan Stevens et c'est une chanson qui s'appelle Death with Dignity. Et la prochaine chanson est une chanson qui s'appelle One by One. C'est écrit 1x1 et c'est par Lambert. Les voici. Et avec ça, je vais aussi vous souhaiter une bonne journée, une bonne semaine et une très 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 bonne, et j'espère que ça va être beaucoup mieux, une très bonne nouvelle année. Au revoir et à la semaine prochaine. Bye bye.
Spirit of my silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin, but I don't know where to begin. Again I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you
you sing for the dead. What is that song? You sing for the dead. I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
Without love. it's goodbye. Now it's goodbye.